AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is another cyber attack involving federal records. This one involves the military and intelligence. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani is live at the Pentagon.
Ed, this breach could dramatically compound the damage. Several officials say hackers linked to China appear to have gotten access to what's known as Standard Form 86, which is submitted by military and intelligence personnel seeking security clearances. Deeply personal details about things like mental illnesses, bankruptcies, and a list of relatives, which potentially sets up foreign relatives of intelligence personnel to coercion. The Office of Personnel Management has not officially notified personnel whose data may have been breached, but news of this hack is now starting to circulate here inside the Pentagon, Ed.
That's the AP's Sagar Magani live at the Pentagon. Democrats deliver a defeat to President Obama on trade.
Why are we fast-tracking trade and slow-walking the highway bill?
Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi led the opponents in the House to the president's trade bill. It happened after Obama went to the White House to lobby Democrats. The White House is mostly shrugging off the rejection.
And the president strongly encouraged Democrats to make up their own mind. And when they did, to play it straight.
That's Press Secretary Josh Earnest. Obama got support from Republicans on trade, and Ways and Means Committee Chair Paul Ryan says the issue is not over. A prosecutor says he's considering charges against Joyce Mitchell, an employee at the prison in northern New York, from which two killers escaped over the weekend. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration confirms the Takata airbag was involved in the death of a woman in Louisiana in April. Seven deaths in all are now linked to defective airbags. Worries about Greece's debt weighed heavy on Wall Street today. Stocks finished sharply lower. The Dow Jones Industrials finished down more than 140 points. This is AP Radio News. Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream closed its plant in Columbus, Ohio. Its retail stores are also closed. The AP's Mitch Stacy reports Listeria was found in equipment in the plant.
They didn't say where, but they found it during a swab test that they do as part of monitoring after Listeria was found there before.
The last time Listeria was found at Jenny's was in April. There was no known illnesses reported from that earlier recall. Prosecutors in Germany say the investigation is closed into allegations the U.S. National Security Agency tapped into the cell phone of German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The AP's Geir Molson reports they didn't find any evidence that would hold up in court.
Prosecutors in Germany opened their investigation into the alleged surveillance last June. It was a cell phone that Merkel used for party purposes.
A report from Germany came from information from NSA leaker Edward Snowden. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.